I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code Rebag10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's Rebag.com. And use promo code Rebag10 for 10% off your first purchase.
It's You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Audio Network.
Hour number two on a Wednesday, Costos and Barkley bringing you the wagertainment now for the next 3 hours on the show. Still to come, our buddy Davis Maddock talking Masters, some DFS. Straight bets. Do a little National Football League with our friend Davis as well. He's been great on the show in the past. Love Davis. Power Hour, hour number three. All our picks tonight in the NBA and Major League Baseball. Jeff Feinberg in the final hour on the Masters. Ryan McDonough in the final hour on the NBA. And we will close the show with golf bets here on You Better, You Bet for the Masters. Very excited for that segment as we hit you with our bets. For the Masters, we will close the show with that. John Jastrzemski of The Ringer going to join us momentarily here to talk some Major League Baseball betting. But while we wait for JJ, Tyler, why don't you update us on what's going on in Major League Baseball, the scores of the games in action right now.
Okay, Phillies are up 4-0 on the Mets, top of the third. Alec Baum home run to make that game 4-0. Braves Nationals, I think this is a 7-inning game, 0-0 bottom of the fifth. Brewers Cubs, Woodruff actually had a no-hitter going into the seventh. It's 1-1 the top of the ninth. Dodgers A's, which I'm sweating the under. It's 1-1 in the fifth. We got more games. Giants up 2-0 on the Padres at the top of the third. And scoreless in White Sox, Mariners, and Cardinals, Marlins.
All right, there you have it. The score updates there from our guy, our executive producer, Tyler Morales. Not exactly red with the most gusto, but we appreciate it there from our guy, Tyler Morales. Now, if you want gusto from a guest here on the Sports Talk Radio Show, we got one in store for you who's pretty outstanding. Our former teammate on Odyssey Sports, thrilled for his success, been a friend of mine for a long time, very happy for what he's doing right now. He's joined our pal Bill Simmons over at The Ringer, hosting a new podcast for them based on New York sports, but also going to have a lot of sports gambling conversation as well. You heard him all season long, all NFL season long on Sundays with me and Danny Parkins. He's absolutely sensational. He's our buddy John Jastrzemski of The Ringer joining us here on You Better You Bet. JJ, what's going on, my brother? Welcome back here. I think your last show on The Fan was last week, so it hasn't been that long since you've been on Odyssey Sports, but welcome back, my man, with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley. Before we get to the games, we'll talk Yankees, Mets, Major League Baseball. How you feeling, my man? How has life been since you made the big move?
Fellas, it's a pleasure to be on. Life is great right now. I'm not going to sugarcoat in any way. It is terrific. The podcast is up and running. Our first two episodes were as badass as it gets. And listen, Nicky, it was a hell of a run at WFAN. I mean, 9 years, everybody was great. But when the great Bill Simmons comes to call with an idea, I mean, that's like the godfather, man. He made me an offer I couldn't refuse, bro. But it's funny, you know, as I'm thinking about saying goodbye to folks, the great Eli Herskovitz texts me when the news gets out, and I thanked him and I said, I hope I can still come on Sunday mornings and shoot the breeze with the guys and pick some NFL games. So listen, I appreciate all that good stuff. I'm fired up for this baseball season. I'm fired up for the golf this weekend. And anytime you guys call, you know I'm ready to rock and roll.
Happy to hear it. And I got news for you. We're on for 4 hours every day, JJ. So we might be calling you a little bit here this baseball season. We might have some open slots.
Because yeah. JJ, you texted that to me as well. You were like, hope I can still come on Sundays. I'm like, buddy, we got 4 hours to fill and you're a good guy.
Right. We'll be How's touch. Tuesday, Wednesday,
That's
Friday at 7?
Right? Somebody wants to actually say something. I know. What a concept, right. boys.
There you go.
There you go. I know, obviously, you know, your specialty, New York sports. We'll talk about all kinds of different baseball teams. We'll go through some of the divisions. We'll talk about Dodgers, maybe Tatis injury as well. But let's start with the New York teams. Obviously, not just because New York sports is your specialty, but this, you know, really in a lot of ways, Yankees kind of the favorite to win the AL pennant. Mets, not the favorite behind the Dodgers to win the NL pennant, but expected to be very much contenders this year. What have you seen from both New York teams so far this season?
Well, listen, with the Yankees, they're a team that's built for the regular season. They're going to score a ton of runs. They're going to bludgeon third, fourth, and fifth starting pitchers throughout the course of this year. But my concern, guys, is all about what they're going to do in the month of October. Are they going to get hot at the right time? Is the offense going to be too reliant on the home run? Are they going to be way too strikeout prone when they get into these short series? And I don't think we're going to have answers to those questions until we hit the month of October. I guess the good news for them, though, is you look up and down the American League. I mean, guys, who do you like right now in the American League? The White Sox, all right, they're a young up-and-coming team. They just lost Eloy Jimenez for the year. The Twins, they never beat the Yankees. Tampa's always spunky, but they lose Morton and they lose Snell. Toronto, I think Toronto's going to be pretty good. I don't think they're on par. I don't think they're on the same sort of level as the Yankees. So I guess the point I'm trying to get at from a Yankee standpoint is that they're the most talented team in the AL, and I'll take it a step further. If they don't go to the World Series this year, forget about winning it. If they cannot get to the World Series for the first time since 2009, they need to make significant and wholesale changes to that team. Sorry. I mean, I don't know how many years you can keep running it back and saying, oh, it's okay, no big deal, we'll be fine, yada, yada, yada. No, this year, get to the World Series or bust type of year. For the
Mets, yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, JJ.
Sorry about that. No, go ahead.
I was going to say, you know, I would have gotten rid of the slappy manager after last year for the Yankees, but that's just me. I'm not an Aaron Boone guy, but go on with what you're going to say about the Mets.
Yeah, I can't blame you on that. Listen, right now, he's not as good a manager as Joe Girardi. I think he's got a whole lot to prove. I think he's a nice guy. I think he's likable. I think the players like playing for him, but no, I don't think his resume right now is anything that he should be pounding his chest over with the way they've played the postseason. Mets, division is loaded. They're going to score a ton of runs. They got the best pitcher in baseball in DeGrom, but it's amazing, guys. From a betting angle, there are going to be so many starts where DeGrom is like minus 190, minus 230, minus 270. Look at the Met record in DeGrom starts since 2018. It's like four or five games under 500. It is amazing how this team finds ways to screw things up when he is on the mound. Bullpen, not score runs, whatever the case may be. So maybe that's a betting angle to watch now over the first couple of weeks. Maybe the Mets will actually support DeGrom or this trend will continue. But I think they're a team that's in the high 80s, low 90s, and I do think they'll be playing October baseball.
We'll do some non-New York baseball stuff coming up in a second here, but I do want to get your take, JJ, on the Yankees rotation once we get past Garrett Cole, right? You know what you're going to get from Cole. I know you said DeGrom's the best pitcher. I don't disagree. Maybe Cole's the second best pitcher, and he was obviously marvelous in his last start against the Baltimore Orioles. But once we get past Cole, a lot of question marks, right? Like Kluber decent in his first start, but we'll see. Jameson Taillon going tonight. We don't know what we're going to get out of Jameson Taillon. Herman looks bad in his first start. Montgomery looked good against the Orioles, but who knows once he starts facing better competition. So once we get past Garrett Cole, because the Yankees are going to be favorites in lots of games because of the offense, because they're the Yankees. Once we get past Cole, how do you feel about the rest of this rotation right now?
This might be a hot take, fellas, so I apologize in advance. I know there's a whole lot of speculation and chatter about the Yankee rotation. I think it's going to be pretty good. I've always been a fan of Jordan Montgomery. I think he's now fully back from Tommy John. He was really good in his first start. I think he's going to have a good year. I think between Kluber or Taillon, I'll say one of those guys ends up being effective. I'm not even going to say both. I'm going to say one of those guys ends up being effective. Then you look at Domingo Herman, who I know wasn't great in his first start. This is a guy 2 years ago before, you know, he got in trouble off the field, won 18 or 19 games for the Yankees. I think their rotation will be fine. My bigger concern is health in the everyday lineup. And the bullpen, without Zach Britton, without Justin Wilson, and you guys know this now more than ever, you need bullpen arms. You need five, six, seven different relievers with the way these managers manage these games. So that's something to watch for early going into the year. How is that Yankee bullpen and their depth overall? How is it going to be handled? And is it going to be to where it needs to be in order to go win 97, 98 games.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And JJ, just for our live audience, you mentioned Jameson Taillon there. Obviously, Yankees are playing the Orioles at 6:35, so about 90 minutes from now. For the live audience, the people followed on YouTube and radio.com app and everything, Odyssey app, excuse me, I'm going to do that 100 times. Yankees minus 200 with Taillon and the total of between 9 and 9.5, depending on where you look. Any feel in terms of tonight's game from a betting standpoint?
You know, Ken, that's a very, very tough line for this season. I think John Means is throwing great for Baltimore. He threw great at the end of last year. He was very impressive against Boston in his first start. So I could see him holding the Yankee lineups in check, and I could see this being a lower scoring type game. This is going to surprise a lot of people because normally when the Yankees play the Orioles, they just beat the living daylights out of them, especially at Yankee Stadium. That's a hefty, hefty price, but there's no way in the world I'm fading the Yankees. Now, minus 200. So I love the idea of laying 200 when the Yankees won the first two games of the series. Not really, but I definitely don't. I will not have the fullest of confidence in the Baltimore Orioles late in this game if they have a 1 or 2 run lead and Means gets through 5 and 2 runs or 6 and 1 run and you got to get 9 out to that Oriole bullpen. That could be very, very problematic. But one of my rules, guys, is I try to avoid these minus 190, 200, 210 lines because they are just killers if you end up losing the bet. You know, like that's to me the worst part about baseball betting. You get involved with a minus 200, you lose the bet. It's like it sets you back in more ways than one throughout the course of the week.
Well, JJ, I think what we do then, and like this may surprise you to hear based on your introduction kind of that to that answer, I bet the under in the game. So I love the under here with the Yankees and the Orioles.
You go. Yeah. You know what, listen. Nicky? Considering I'm going to the game tonight as soon as I get off the phone with you fellas, I'm going to sit in the FDR traffic for like an hour and a half. What else to do? Welcome to New York. I know, other places to live, but I like the under as well, and it's not fun to root for, Nick and Ken, but it's the only bet on the board that I kind of like. So, Nicky, the contrarian, both of us, firing in on the under tonight. I like it.
I think Taillon's going to have a nice start in John Means' business. We saw that against Boston, so I'm rolling with the under here with the Orioles and the Red Sox. It is You Better You Bet, BetQL Audio Network, Nick Costos and Ken Barkley, joined by our buddy John Jastrzemski, now over with Bill Simmons at The Ringer, hosting his New York-centric gambling podcast as well, New York, New York. JJ, one of the good guys in the industry. Check out his podcast, New York, New York, wherever you find your podcast. JJ, let's venture outside of New York here for a second and talk some baseball and hit us with some other takeaways that you've got from early in the baseball season. Anyone impress you? Any teams kind of stink and you're like, wow, didn't expect that? Anything noteworthy in your world here, Major League Baseball, to start the season?
I'll give you the team, guys, that has kind of caught my eye. And I was trying to find a team in the National League Central. And I just was like wavering on everybody. I'm like, the division is no good. I don't know who to pick. I'm down on the Cubs. I can tell you that right now. I picked the Cubs as an under. I think they're selling off guys midway through the year. I think it's going to be a long season in Chicago. But the Cincinnati Reds, that to me is my takeaway early in the year. Remember last year, guys, they were like that trendy team that a lot of people were on, that a lot of people were buying into. I know I fired it on in the over bet with them. I don't think I ended up winning. I bet them to make the playoffs. I did end up cashing that ticket thanks to expanded postseason. But how about the Cincinnati Reds coming out guns a-blazing, pounding these teams in the early going of this year? And my other takeaway is the Pirates stink. I mean, they can't make these lines high enough with the Pittsburgh Pirates. They're going to be a team. They're lucky to get to 55 wins this year, fellas. They are dreadful. absolutely dreadful. And there are a bunch of bad teams in Major League Baseball this year. Watching one here with the Orioles at Yankee Stadium the last 2 days, Pittsburgh takes the cake. That's the worst team in baseball.
Yeah, we had Eno Saris on last week before the season started, and he was like, yeah, the problem with the Orioles and the Pirates is not only are they bad, they're literally going to sell everything that's not bolted down, was the expression that he used. So it's really like, if you think it's bad now, it's actually going to get a lot worse. JJ, we were doing an exercise in the first hour of the show about the NBA playoffs, because Nick was really fascinated. If you look at the standings right now, try to figure out what the likely first-round series are going to be. The Knicks and Nets seem almost destined. You know, if the Knicks can get out of the play-in tournament, seem destined to play in the first round of a playoff series, which is very interesting. We had trouble figuring out like how much the Nets should even be favored in that. It's by a lot. What kind of series price would you lay, you know, with the Nets in that series? And what do you make of that?
It's funny you guys bring up that question, because when I did Bill Simmons' podcast last week, he mentioned the idea of a potential Knicks-Nets series. And listen, the Nets are a much better team. They obviously would win the series. But we were trying to figure out and handicap what that price would be. I thought it'd be like minus 2,500. I thought it would be insanely high. He thought more around the likelihood of like a 1,500. Regardless of what it is, that is a house money series for the Knicks. The Knicks would have absolutely no pressure, and all of the pressure in the world would be on Durant, Harden, and Kyrie Irving. And they'd probably win the series with these. But hopefully, from my sense and my standpoint, I know Nicky feels the same way, I'd love to see the Knicks just make it interesting and give them hell. Is that reasonable, guys? Knicks, Nets, first round? Serious price, what would you put it on? I'd say like minus 2,000.
You might be missing like a zero.
Yeah, I would say like Nets minus infinity would be what I would say.
How many zeros in a billion?
JJ, unfortunately, man, you know I love my Knicks. I'd love to see it happen. I think like 0% chance they'd win that series. Maybe get a game. But like you said, for your Knicks fan, house money to even get there, and then yeah, you roll the dice and maybe you get a game or two off the Nets. JJ, we loved having you, man. Very happy for your success. And again, New York sports fan, into sports gambling as well, which people are because they're listening to this show. Check out JJ. Give his show a chance. New York, New York is part of the Ringer podcast network. JJ, enjoy the Yankee game tonight. Let's go under, not a lot of runs. The Yankees win a low-scoring game to make both of us happy, and we'll talk to you soon here on You Better You Bet.
Tremendous, guys. Anytime. Appreciate the kind words on the pod, and you guys are killing it as well. I will have you guys dialed in, flipping back and forth with my Phillies bet that I am monitoring right now. hopefully the Phillies plus money can bring it home against the Mets. Just saying.
All right. That's our guy, John Jastrzemski, here on You Better You Bet. JJ's Dolphins doing well as well. JJ's living the life right now, man. I've known him for a long time, and I meant that sincerely. Like, this is one of the good dudes in the industry. Sure. Like, a really, really nice guy, genuine, diehard sports fan. That is not an act. So all of that is legit from our guy, John Jastrzemski. So fun conversation there with John. Davis Maddock will join us in about 20 minutes to talk the Masters. But up next, it's a game of sports market sweep. We'll tickle some fancies, some wagertainment. Next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.